On University at Albany Week, are terrorists violent behaviors driven by an ideology? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gary Ackerman, associate professor in the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, looks into this question.
In April, 9 Sri Lankan suicide bombers orchestrated one of the deadliest terrorist attacks in modern history, killing about 250 people and injuring another 500. Notably, the bombers were mostly well-educated, from middle to upper-class families, and all were Sri Lankan. Like similar attacks that preceded it, many of us were left wondering the same question: what drives someone to terrorism? My research focuses on understanding how terrorists and other adversaries make tactical, operational, and strategic decisions. Conventional wisdom tells us that ideology could play a role. However, the relationship between terrorists, ideology, and behavior continues to be hotly debated among scholars in our field. My colleague Michael Burnham and I decided it was time to do something that helps shape this discussion. We quickly realized that much of the problem boils down to the fact that no one really knows or agrees on exactly what a terrorist ideology is and how it differs from other types of beliefs, goals, and judgments. We therefore constructed a new definition for a terrorist ideology, influenced by nearly 300 articles and books. Through our analysis, we identified 10 major conceptual components out of 46 distinct descriptions of the term. We believe this new definition can serve as a framework for researchers, helping to reveal which aspects of a terrorist organization's ideology are most relevant to its violent behavior. Or, at the very least, it can be used by terrorism scholars to analyze terrorist behavior in a more systematic and scientific way, sparking a renewed and more precise consideration of this important topic.
That was Gary Ackerman of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.